KBOO members, thank you for being part of our amazing community. It takes all of us to manage this great community resource, and the role played by the KBOO Board of Directors is essential. Here's an opportunity for you to join the KBOO Board and become part of the team that is guiding our daily work and representing the interests and visions of all our members. Please consider applying to become a KBOO Board member if you want to help serve our community and put your gifts and talents to good use. There's a time commitment of about 15 hours a month for all board members, and you must be a KBOO member. To apply, go to kboo.fm or stop by the station to pick up a paper copy. The deadline to apply is July 17th, 2017. We are looking for folks who love KBOO, who are committed to our community, and want to carry forward KBOO's values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. KBOO needs you. Apply today.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Black Women for Peace 2017 Peace Festival on Saturday, June 24th at 5 p.m. at Portland Center Stage at the Armory in Portland. The fourth annual Peace Festival, We Stand for Peace, will feature music, spoken word, dance, and more from culturally diverse artists. Again, that's the Black Women for Peace 2017 Peace Festival on Saturday, June 24th at 5 p.m. at Portland Center Stage at the Armory, 128 Northwest 11th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, June 23rd, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Weather for today and across the weekend, sunny doesn't begin to cover it. Highs around 93 for today, and light northeast wind 7 to 13, gusting up to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 61, and those winds still carrying us along through the night. Sun for Saturday, again, sunny and hot, highs around 101. And again, that hot wind, 6 to 13 miles per hour, gusting up to around 20 in the low 20s, especially, of course, in the gorge. And Saturday night, lows around 65. Sunday dawns hot, bright, and heat getting up to 101, calm winds for Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60, which takes us full circle to Monday morning. And other things that take us full circle to Monday morning, the Republicans' idea of what constitutes health care for some, not for everyone, for a small portion of people, health care looks like a huge tax break because they haven't worried about health care in a long time. They take it for granted that that's what they have, that's what they get, and that there is a certain sense of deservedness. They figure that if they're so well connected, they have such a lot of money, that obviously they must be doing something right, and God's favor shines down on them. The rest of us pay full price. And full price has continued to become fuller and fuller thanks to the insurance middlemen, of course, and to pharmaceutical companies, where we cannot help but notice the false news story that has been used to fire the hysteria that we seem always upon at the point of breaking into. Over this time, it's over opiates, which we're told are decimating the United States of America. Believe me when I say there are plenty of other things that are doing a better job of decimating the population, notably crummy health care, just for starters. But there's the interesting parallel universes that are living in a close but non-speaking neighborly contact would be, of course, the rise of marijuana, cannabis, and the decriminalization and the overall cultural acceptance. Because, you know, of course, cultural acceptance has a great deal more weight than laws. I mean, think most people can see clearly that American jurisprudence is non-existent. I have always cautioned people that laws are for people who don't have lawyers. And this is a case in point. We all agree that cannabis is culturally, socially, completely acceptable. Laws are beside the point. That doesn't matter. If a bunch of wealthy white men like smoking cannabis and they don't like going to jail, then hey presto, cannabis is suddenly legal, or at least treated as such by those who can afford to see the world the way they wish to. These are my opinions. This is observations. This is what I have been led to think based on what I continue to see around me. What I've seen is that the other thing about cannabis is that it is generating a tremendous amount of money. It is a product that is so hot right now that they're actually going to have to come up with a banking system to accommodate this amazing windfall, so to speak. But at the same time, we need to demonize. We're going to need something else to to demonize. They've already, cultural society as a whole has had a go at number of other mind-altering substances. And this time around, it's opiates, which have existed since the beginning of time. It's one of the world's first medicines. And now it's been the killer of the year. It should be on the cover of a magazine. It has achieved such enormous prominence in society, and as an antagonist, as the fiend, as the demon, as the bad guy, because of course you need one. Notice too how quickly all the pretense of investigating and studying cannabis to find out if it's bad for you, all of that stuff is just like, okay, never mind. It's all okay. We all have decided that it's perfectly safe. So go ahead and buy lots of it, and buy lots of the other accoutrements that go along with it. And just don't worry, but be terrified of opiates, which have been around. Funny, isn't it, that there haven't been plagues of this sort. Nation states that haven't experienced this problem in the thousands of years that it's been in use. But never mind that. We've already made our decisions, and by God, that's what we're going to live with. That said, Felix Sater was in the news again. Felix Sater is someone I really do commend your attention to. Because the problem of Russia is not going away. We can all decide that, as good Democrats, that Russia's involvement in the American political landscape, we really ought to try to think of something else. It's sort of like, don't think of the Russians, don't think of the Russians, don't think of the Russians. There, you feel better? Yes, of course we all feel better, because we're not thinking about the Russians. But the Russians are thinking about us. They're thinking about us a whole lot. And whether this issue, it's just not going to go away. We can get tired of it, bored of it, and wish mainstream media would just shut the hell up about the Russians. But it won't change the situation in any way. There are still going to be people like Felix Sater, and they are still going to be involved with Donald Trump's real estate enterprises. Why? Because Trump burned through the six big banks that will write commercial and real estate loans. There's six big ones in New York. And Donald Trump's burned through all of them. None of them will give him a loan, because his ideas of investment tend to crash and burn all the time. Not literally, of course, let's be clear. But nonetheless, Trump looked around to see if he could see any more money anywhere in Russia. Russia's oligarchs, mobsters, were right there with big bags of it and untraceable. It was great stuff. And he said, sure, thanks, I'll take more. And he did take more. He did take more. So the United States of America, liking it or not, is up to its eyeballs with Russia. And backing out of this is going to be difficult, especially given that we are teetering on the brink of war with Russia. Russian planes buzzing, U.S. planes 5 feet away over some very dangerous waters. It's probably not the best time to owe them money, but since Trump realizes that he does not exactly have the gift or the knack for politics that he thought that he did. He thought perhaps you could run a country without having a gift for politics. And so here we are, zooming along through the skies of the Gulf states 5 feet from a Russian warplane. That's just great. There you go. That's diplomacy in action. And then we've got banking in action on the other end of the stick. That's what we have going for us right now. This has been quite a week. This is a Friday to watch carefully. Of course, we have our health care on the block. Nobody's going to take this, not even the Republicans, at least the smart ones. Everybody is running for the hills over this next stab, no pun intended, at creating a health plan. We are at a Friday at the beginning of summer, very, very long, hot summer, apparently. And so much is balanced so carefully. I talked a little bit yesterday about strategy tactics and why we should look carefully at what we've done in the past and see what works and what doesn't, and take a good long hard look at the tactics that do work, if we have any, and also taking into account that we now live in a political landscape with no norms. Masha Gessen, the extraordinary Russian journalist, wrote a piece recently on the Second Reichstag. And Gessen claims that the Second Reichstag has already occurred. But I think that they, just in case that hasn't been made absolutely manifest to the American population, I think myself, and again, it's an opinion, that we do have a Second Reichstag of a particular American nature, and that's up ahead, and not too far ahead at all. This has been a Cascadia for Friday, June 23rd, 2017. And Tavi Dean engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Tavi. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thank you, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.